Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Demon Seed.
Welcome. You must be mistaken.
It's now. It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
John, have you completely given up on the camera version, have you?
I've got a good computer today, but a bad Wi-Fi network. So I've gone with the camera on. It tends to.
Oh, and I've got no one to look at. My own fucking face. I don't want to see
so
that.
So I can still see your face, and that helps me. I can see iguana on the T-shirt. I can see.
Could you put some porn up or something? Put some porn on the screen for me, sir.
Picture of Les Dennis opening his legs.
That'd be nice. That'd be lovely, actually. Dustin G, just him and Dustin G drop into a 69er.
Oh, now you're talking. Now that is the sort.
Again, if you listen to this, you're going to love, you're mid-40s and older, you love all the Dustin G, Les Dennis references.
Dustin
G's been dead for about 20 years.
Yeah, a long, long time. But he was a hero, you know, a hero to many.
Yeah, and just, I mean, because Les Denis is still alive, of course.
Yes. Yeah,
we should point out that there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever that he ever dropped into a 69er with Dustin G.
There is no evidence, but my mind fills in the blanks, and I'm sure yours does as well. I mean, the idea, I came up with a brilliant
mine
idea.
Mine fills in the wanks.
Well, so, you know, talking of those sorts of positions, you know, doing a 69 with someone that you're not going to do it for fun, and unless your idea of fun.
Well, no. Well, if I can just butt in for a second, John.
Yeah, of course, my love.
I don't see how a 69 is anyone's idea of fun. I've mentioned this before. There's times and places to multitask, and that's not one of them.
No. I think ancient Rome...
Why anyone thinks a blowjob is better because you've got a bumhole stuck in your face? I don't know.
It sort of adds to the sort of thrill, I suppose. You know, but then, you know, some people are heavily into this, and I brought up a question based around this just at the weekend.
All right.
I was away with
my family dinner.
Well, close enough. It was the moderately successful pop group. We were on the road.
Oh, Bugger and Shane on tour, of course.
Yeah, and we're spending many hours in a truck insulting each other and hating each other and just telling each other we want each other to die over and over again.
We should never done this. What a vile idea this was.
Yeah, you know.
Can't stand you, etc.
And when you've run out of venom and hatred, you then turn into these situations of sort of mind games. And
well, just apathy.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. And at one point, we're sat on this sort of minibus. There's three of us on one set of seats and three opposite. And the psychological damage had really just gone out the window. We lost our minds at this point. We started proclaiming that we were a better island than the people opposite us. People opposite are the members of the band who claim, I'm a better island than you. And started living out this fantasy that we were now surviving on an island and we were doing better than them. They were doing better. I mean, it just
like
goes on.
Like Lord of the Flies, but in the minibus.
Yes. And I came up with a great way to escape the island, which was to interlock with a fellow islander in the 69 position.
Coitus.
Drift off across the sea, breathing in the oxygen through each other's tubes.
Anuses.
And four of the boys in the band would do it. The rest said no. But I know who I'm now going to be stuck on.
Well, they can drone then. Let them drone.
Exactly.
Let them drone.
Exactly. But anyway, here we are, Mike, free and easy. I've done quite a lot of research for this one. Do you want to hear some of this?
Are we starting?
Should we?
Yeah, might as well. Producer Reese is just... But yeah, we're already in. We have started, Reese.
We have started. That stuff about bumholes, I don't know. That's
listen
fine.
To this, if you listen to this, that was Producer Reese.
I'm just going to open my big book of research.
Who is currently hunkered down in eastern Canada awaiting a hurricane.
A massive hurricane. I'm just going to hang on a minute. Check out this.
What's brought me in some dinner? Thanks,
what flavour? What flavour have you got? Hang on a minute.
This is lovely, this.
Just started the research.
I mean, I wouldn't normally eat on a podcast, but they're getting it for free, so fuck them.
Well, if you want to know, Mike, I've got half a sausage and some roast vegetables next to me, and I was going to try and sneak him in during this, so let's see.
Yeah, have an eat, mate. And people get offended by it, they can turn off. There's literally no skin of mine, though.
No, I mean, there's no money involved, and I don't know who I'm doing this for anyway. I mean, I'm just... it's a way for me to exercise my demons.
I just enjoy Reese's company, and part of that it means I have to put up with you.
It's fine. You know, I know that if you don't have someone keeping an eye on you, you will end up beating your children to a pulp or murdering your wife. So, you know, it's handy that I'm here.
You're doing a public service. Well done, mate.
Oh, it's gone funny. It's gone funny.
No, I'm all right. It's fine.
I smashed the food. I'm just going to pour some of my drink. As you know, I like to loosen myself.
We're having a watered-down Coke or something weird like that? Here or something?
Well, tonight, you'll be glad to know I'm having a can of Old Speckled Hen.
Oh, are you indeed?
So, I'm really going for it. I get so very excited, Michael, when I'm surrounded by
younger
people.
Old Speckled Hen, do they give you anything for saying that?
Well, I mean, so far, nothing apart from sort of charging me to buy the can.
Fuck them, don't mention them.
Yeah, I'm not having a can of...
Just call it a can of beer.
I'm just having a can of beer. Lovely stuff.
In fact, say a can of Brains beer, because they do give me some free beer and stuff.
Follow Brains beer on Twitter in hope of getting something free. It then asked me what age was, and I spoke to the phone several times. Didn't do anything, so I just left it. I didn't know how to do that.
I'll talk to Brains and I'll get you some free beer.
Give me a couple of kegs.
I'll get a couple of cans.
Try and get me 14 kegs.
Okay,
that's sorted then.
Yeah,
14
like
kegs,
like an 11 gallon 88 pint keg.
14 11 gallon kegs, but I want the taps and all the tubes. If they can bring it round and, you know, if they can mount it on a flatbed truck with a bar built into it, that's fine by me.
Well, I'll certainly see what I can do.
Oh, brilliant. Great stuff. How's your dinner going down?
Yeah, sorry it's a bit loud, but like I said, I'm not paying, so fuck them. And I haven't eaten all day. I've been at a birthday party, so I'm now having my food.
Well, if you're going to do it, I'm just going to smash a bit of sausage in.
I'll get a bit of sausage, Tony, mate.
Let me get it in. Hang on a minute.
In fact, this could be a good podcast, actually. We're just us eating.
Yeah, it bloody are.
I listened to that. Well, I am listening to it now.
You know that? What's it, MRSA or whatever it's called? Where people like whisper.
Oh, where people wank off because people are eating crisps and stuff.
Mm-hmm. The blue mountain top.
Awesome.
Meaty.
Keep talking about sausage like I've got a wicked bone to listen to. So
juice.
Not so much.
That's coming right up. Nice.
My kids listened to the last podcast, by the way, on holiday.
Oh yeah, disgusting.
Really proper bad parenting, I know, but they did find it amusing. Highly inappropriate, of course.
Well, it is just someone else listening to it. Get us in. Lovely. This is quality content.
What?
You got any sauce on?
If people are still listening to this, they must be fucking idiots, honestly.
It is free, though.
Yeah, well, that's true. It is free.
Once you smash
do you know what? No, what I've done, because Kelly, she's not a brilliant cook. Do you want me to say it?
Say clearly, she's a shit cook.
All right, I don't know. I mean, Kelly's a shit cook, as we all know.
Yeah.
So she's made me new potatoes, which are always bland. So I just said, why don't you put the potatoes in a bowl after you cook them when they're still hot, with a bit of butter, sweat them round a bit with a bit of salt, and do you know what? An absolute triumph, John.
I hate new potatoes more than anything else. And do you know what I hate about British summertime?
What?
Go in someone's house, and they'll do a quiche, right? They'll get quiche, a couple of new boiled potatoes, and then some horrible ice-cold salad, right? And they say, the sun's out, let's go and eat in the garden. But they don't realise the sun comes from Britain, it's still piss cold, and there's wasps, and your potatoes go cold. The quiche turns into a type of soggy clag, and the wet lettuce is just filth.
Oh, mate, there's nothing worse. There's some things are over-romanticised. People think that eating outside is cool.
You know, that's
al fresco.
Oh, no.
Not in Wales, mate. Not in the UK.
We live in a country where you should eat pastry.
Indoors.
Yeah, pastry, beef, gravy. You eat it indoors. You wash it down with a pint and that's it. And you smoke afterwards.
Ideally, yeah.
That's what I want to see. I want to see more people smoking, especially by the end of this podcast.
I don't smoke, but I'm thinking of taking it up after listening to your inspirational chat there.
Well, remember when you had a pipe? That time you had a...
I did have a pipe, yeah.
Got terrible blood pressure issues.
I enjoyed a pipe. I didn't enjoy smoking the pipe because it never smells as nice as some. They never taste as nice as somebody else's pipe smells.
No, that's true.
That's the problem. If you could smoke a pipe and it tasted like other people's pipe smells, I'd be smoking a pipe on a regular basis.
Of course, the taste of somebody else's pipe is never quite as good.
Yeah.
It was the attraction to the pipe originally. I did try using the pipe on several occasions. It didn't seem to satisfy the way I wanted it to. But,
well, I use this, it's like an affectation, essentially. So I like to muse while holding a pipe, like a proper wanker, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you maybe go to a pub with a book and stand outside smoking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So someone say, no smoking. It's okay. I'm not going to light it. I'm just going to sit here reading my book, my unlit pipe.
Disgusting.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Are you ready to...
There you know. I'm a good dad. Nothing else.
Not a bad lad. Just doesn't...
Oh, by the way, can we say... I think we're at the stage now where we're actually, for some reason, you know, the listenership's going through the roof.
Yeah, massive. And we're talking...
So now I can say Dan Peterson, good friend of ours for several years.
Yeah.
How good's that cartoon he did?
Fantastic. Yeah. If people don't know him, look him up on the old internet. Again, we won't go too much into talking about our mates on a podcast.
No.
It is free. So
they're not paying for it. So if I want to talk about Dan Peterson, I will. Dan Peterson. I've said it again.
Say it again.
Dan Peterson.
Good man. Check this out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, it wouldn't come out. Sorry. It wouldn't come
out. What are you trying to do?
I was going to try and burp it, but it's...
I'll do it, yeah.
Go on.
Dan Peterson. Oh, yeah.
God, this is, I love this show.
Oh God.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a sweat on.
I got a degree. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I have as well. It's good, isn't it? Completely useless, but I've got it.
Burping.
A massive sweat.
Burping down a microphone to someone I can't even see because they've got such a poor internet connection. They've only got the microphone. All I can see is my own face.
That's all you need, Mike. That's all you need.
Just burping to myself on a Zoom call.
Yeah. And you know what you could do?
What?
Rig up a series of mirrors that fold round back to the ring. You can then look at your own ring and tense and relax it in time to me speaking.
Well, draw a little moustache on top of it and everything. Yeah. And pretend it's me talking.
There you go. I mean, this is what it's all about. People don't come in for the paranormal content. They come in for...
They do. Oh, they do, John.
Have they?
Oh, yeah. Big hit with the paranormal community.
I tell you what, I'm not going into it yet. I'm building up to this because I've got some big stuff this time. But as you know, we're free and easy on the highway of life, Mike.
Big time.
Do you want to pick the car? Do you want to pick the location? Where are we going to go today?
Oh, good call. Well, let's pick one of my cars, shall we? Let's have a Pontiac Firebird Esprit.
Okay. Yeah.
5.7 liter, 1977 V8.
Lovely. That's one of the fast ones, isn't it?
Midnight black.
2WD. Auto reverse classic car.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. But that's a hell of a car, though.
Hell of a car, yeah.
You know, so there's the car. It's got a tape deck, it's got everything. It's got power steering. Oh, no, just kicked over a bowl full of bits of potato and better on it.
See, but this is why they come.
This is the sort of thing. Can you imagine trying to get this across as a BBC show?
Fucking brilliant. 7 o'clock.
Through nine layers of admin to get to, commissioning process.
Hang on a minute.
John burps occasionally. I eat fish and potatoes and kick a bowl over.
Well, I'd like to see this.
John takes phone calls.
7 o'clock, weekday nights on primetime.
This would be good. Antiques Roadshow, then this.
Oh, get me on there. Straight on that sofa.
There's people in North America listening to this. There's people under the age of 40 in North America that listen to this.
I love that fact. So if I was to say, for example, Lenny Bennett, there would just be complete silence now.
Yeah, Bernie Clifton.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing at all. Hilda Ogden, nothing.
Yeah.
Sinking of the Belgrano, possibly something, but it'll be,
But don't, we might have, I mean, that's, if we got Argentinian listeners. With the show we did before, there was nothing like this. Mm. We did have downloads in South America, so be very careful with it.
Yeah.
Still touchy subject.
Very touchy.
Although they started it, so, you know.
We had to finish it, you know. It's like a pub fight, isn't it, you know?
Basically, Argentina called us a slag over everybody. So what are we supposed to do?
Kick them in.
And if they're outside the car park, unlucky.
Yeah.
They're still getting it.
Yeah, because, you know, as we know, they're outside in the car park, but we are allowed to just go slightly out of the perimeters of warfare just to go and kick them in.
What's to say they wouldn't come back in the car park later and give us a kick at the balls we weren't expecting it?
I mean, I've been in a lot of pubs where Argentinians have come in trying to start it, then left, and then come back in again.
Absolutely known for it, mate.
It's shocking. Absolutely shocking.
Known for it.
Terrible behaviour. Terrible. Again, but not bad lads.
We're all friends now. They're not bad lads. They just don't know how to behave in the 80s.
Mr. Pugh? Oh, I love resort.
General Pugh from the Junta in Buenos Aires.
Oh, what a lovely image.
Not bad, lads.
Just don't ask. I'm sweating.
God, this would be big. They'd love this in the Falkland Islands. We should ask the Falkland Islands when this goes out.
Oh, it'd be lovely, wouldn't it? You know, get out there. Get in.
I told you that my lovely wife, Kelly, that you know well, she was amazed that we ever went to war. I say we, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Went to war with Argentina over the Falkland Islands because she was staggered that Argentina thought they had any sort of hold of the Falkland Islands because she thought the Falkland Islands were next to the Isle of Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, honestly, I shit you not, yeah.
That is amazing.
She was out by about 6,500 miles.
That is fantastic. That is good.
Yeah.
And she's sort of moulding young people's minds through the skill of teaching.
Well, she's not doing geography, thankfully.
That's okay.
To be fair. Bloody good English teacher, though, to be fair.
My mate Andrew, he was a geography teacher for quite some time.
No.
He's above board, totally right. Wouldn't do a terrible thing to anyone. But I did spend I spent the night in the woods with him up Chepstow once. We cut down a tree, set fire to it, and pretended to be
like in Rollerball.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
We tend to be sort of freedom fighters by setting fire to something.
How old are you then? Mid 30s.
32. Yeah. Hey, what are you doing? Do you want to leave your home and come down to my house and then go up to Chepstow up the woods and then set fire to a tree and pretend to be a freedom fighter? Are there drugs? Yeah. All right. Yeah. See you in about an hour.
In case somebody is in education, probably get producer Reece to put some hockey music over his name there.
Actually, great idea. Yeah. Please put the
hockey. Put a bit of hockey music over there for us, please, Reece.
Yeah. There's no way I want to get him in the shit because he's a lovely guy.
Yeah.
That's done.
Yeah, I mean, Reece said, he's understand that now.
He did that thing again where instead of just saying, oh yeah, he went,
because
trousers are off.
Yeah.
He thinks no one's watching.
He does always sound like he's mid cracking one off, doesn't he?
He could put in a bowling.
First thing he does is turn his camera off.
Put a bowling pin up himself and then
as soon as this starts, we just know what he's up to.
Absolutely shocking. God, he's sweating like,
like dead or alive in the '80s.
Yeah, you spin me right round.
He's spinning right around on a rolling pin, isn't he?
He's rigged up the office chair, taken the seat bit off, put the rolling pin on, lowered himself on with a few ropes, and he's wicked. Just spinning around really fast, just like loving it.
Just loving it.
I'll produce your podcast, lads. Do you sweat when you do these podcasts, Mike?
Well, no, because no. I was going to give you the reason. I just don't sweat when I'm doing it.
I mean, I'm not a sweater, but as soon as I start doing these, it's pouring out of me. It's an omen. I don't know. It's something, you know. But
yeah, sweat.
Having a bit of a drink. Well, before we delve in,
professional, aren't you?
What, having a drink?
Drinking in the middle of a podcast.
I mean, saying that, you have just had a full meal, and I've had half a sausage and a bit of roasted veg. So, I mean, there are no standards here. There really,
that's true.
There's nothing.
That's really free.
Free and easy on the highway of life, Mike. Free and easy on the highway of life. Have you seen anything sort of, you know, paranormal of recent?
What am I doing? No.
Have you been terrified by anything of a paranormal bent recently?
I've just been on holiday in West Wales, actually.
All right.
The only thing that was moderately scary.
Yeah.
But it was very much explainable by traditional scientific methods.
Yeah.
We were on the beach, very nice beach in West Wales called Trosyth.
I've been to Trosyth. I know it quite well.
Gorgeous, gorgeous part of the world.
I've taken my trousers off, sat there naked, and left my buttock cheeks there for people to see for hours.
Well, they're still there. There's a blue plaque on them now.
Well, wonderful. Blue plaque and a light yellow smudge.
A brown plaque, sorry. And there was a lightning storm. And I thought, hello.
Here we go.
What if I'm in the sea and the sea gets hit by lightning? Will I get electrocuted?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Did you?
I just didn't go in the sea.
All right, fair enough. Actually, don't bother going. You know why you shouldn't go in the sea?
Why?
Fish piss. Think about it, right? What lives in the sea?
Fish.
All right, okay. What do fish drink?
Water.
What comes out when they've had the water?
Fish piss.
Exactly. You're not swimming in water there, mate. How long have fish been in the sea?
Oh, millions of years.
Exactly. So none of that's clean. They're just constantly drinking their own piss. You go in that sea, it's in your eyes, it's up in between you.
Fish drink their own piss. They do.
It's fucking disgusting.
Dirty, slimy bastards. I never thought of that before.
It's disgusting. That's why you will not catch me going in the sea. I don't care what country you're
from. Scaly skanks, all of them.
Disgusting. That's almost as bad. Going in the sea is almost as going bad. Almost as bad.
It's going around English, right?
It ain't working that well. It's almost as bad as going around your rough mate's house and getting in a hot tub with them, and they've been sweating all day and they've got a lot of clag in between their legs, and you just sit there drinking wine, living the high life. You're not
like these fucking Burks who go in like communal jacuzzis at health clubs and
disgusting.
Gyms.
Disgusting. What are you doing? I've said this before.
I've just had a good sweat on. I'm just not going to sit in here and you can sit in my sweat and my dead skin.
I'll tell you what, Mike, do you want to come around my house with all your family and have a bath with me? No. It's not going to happen, is it?
Well, let me answer first.
Okay, yeah, go on. Yeah, do you want to bring your whole family and have a bath with me?
Oh, mate.
Well, I don't.
It's a day out, isn't it?
That's true. How many?
Wait till you have a young family. You'd be glad of the distraction, honestly.
What, getting the entire family in the next door neighbour's bath?
And the kids like you. If I say we're going to Uncle John's,
yeah.
So, because do a bit of slugging, and then he wants to have a bath with all of you.
Yeah.
And me and Mum.
That's true.
They'd love it. They'd be straight in the flipping car to Bristol.
Oh, imagine that. Come on, I'm running it now. Hurry up. It'll get 40 minutes. It'll just be cool enough by the time you get here. We'll all get in. Just a soup of dead skin cells and clag.
That's what a jacuzzi is.
Exactly. It's disgusting.
Do you want to go to my hot tub party? No.
No, I'm not doing that. What do you think? I'm some sort of animal. You're a dirty bastard for buying it, and you deserve to get something off of it and die. Yeah. Utter filth. A lot of basically like bits of bran flakes floating around in there, but they're not cereal based. We know what they are. They're clag.
And they say you're supposed to shower before you go in those ones in the gym, but no one does.
No. And also the shower comes from above and washes the water down. The clag is in between the crack. You need one of them Thai style toilet guns to get up there first for a start.
Oh yeah. Or a bidet.
Or alternatively, if you're going to do it, be hygienic, put a load of glue all over your crack beforehand so nothing can get out.
You seem to have a lot of crack issues. I mean, I don't. My crack is fairly. Well, it's actually very clean.
I trust yours, right? I trust mine. But you go to a golf club or a leisure centre, or you go around a rough person's house.
That's true.
They haven't cleaned themselves, have they? You can't
not
trust
properly.
It. You can't trust it. You know, it's like those people that go to a Pizza Hut, and then they go around that open salad bar bit, and then they pick up the tongs and put things in their mouth with the tong. You know,
pigs.
Dirty bastards.
The other thing is, right, you obviously got to wear your bathers in the jacuzzi, right?
Yeah.
When you come out of the jacuzzi, your cock and balls are still wet.
Yes. Right?
So it doesn't stop water getting in or out.
Exactly.
So that water washing around people's sweaty gonads and bum holes, it's not like trapped inside your bathers. It comes straight back out into the jacuzzi.
Yeah. And then you know, there's always someone who they get in it and they lower themselves down, and they so it's just like their nose and their eyes, like Colonel Kurtz in Apocalypse Now. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
They're doing
a
Colonel Kurtz. And then jokingly, they might pop a bit of water in their mouth and bloop, spit, dirty bastards.
Oh, God.
Disgusting. Absolutely.
Probably Germans.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of them drink toilet water just for the sake of it. I saw a documentary about it once.
If you listen to this and you are German, you know.
Actually, that could be offensive. Is that offensive, saying Germans drink toilet water?
I don't know. I think.
I mean, if you are German.
If you've seen it.
Yeah.
You know, have the courage of your convictions, isn't it?
I went on holiday to the Isle of Wight in the 80s, and there was a German.
It's like the war, you know, they started it. Don't blame us.
That's true. holiday in the Isle of Wight in the 80s. There was a kid called Ingmar there. Couldn't speak a word of English, just kept playing with his cock and balls for the entire time. Shocked I was. I mean, that's the relaxed European approach, though. That is the relaxed European approach.
Yeah.
Much more. They're happy to walk around naked. They're happy
They've got a very laissez-faire attitude towards that sort of thing over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Country, which I think is good in some ways. I think we need a bit more, you know, we need to be a bit more hygiene.
Nudity and of course, genocide.
Strong views, powerfully held, but that's the way of the demon seed.
I see, I can't see you. Normally I can see you. I can see the top of your head because you got that
wonky computer setup.
Yeah, you got like a dodgy computer setup, but I can't even see your top of your head now.
Just draw a picture of E.T. down by the lake and you've pretty much got something to sort of focus it on.
Well, that's a good idea.
Mike, how would you fancy delving with me into the world of the paranormal?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, cracking stuff. God, I thought you'd never ask.
I'd absolutely love to.
Right, let's have a look now. It will take me some time because, again, I haven't really done.
There's no rush. There's real.
Here we go. Mike, have you ever heard of Mount St. Helens?
Do you mean St. Helena? So is it called St. Helens?
Well, I believed it was Mount St. Helens, and my reference does say Mount St. Helens.
Well, it might be.
Battle Mountain, Nevada.
Yeah.
Any facts and figures you want to sort of...
I imagine it's... isn't it a volcano?
Good. If yes, good.
So, that being the case, it'll be a sort of conical... shaped, well, mountain is the wrong name for it. It looks like a mountain, of course, but it is essentially where stuff from the mantle comes through the Earth's crust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other facts about it? You know, geographically, what would you expect to find there besides that?
I think it's in it. Is it Italy?
America.
Really?
Mm.
I'm thinking of Vesuvius.
That's another classic, though. That's another classic.
Yeah.
Let me read you through it. Anonymous former National Guardsman claims Mount St. Helens burnt Bigfoot story happened.
All right.
Where do you stand on seeing a burnt Bigfoot, Mike?
Well, when we did that program, there was nothing like this.
Mm.
We looked for a Bigfoot, didn't we, in North Wales?
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's right. I mean, predictable results as well, can I say?
Yeah, didn't find anything.
No. I think the only sort of Bigfoot evidence from North America appears to be that fellow wearing the fancy dress suit from the 60s.
Yeah, Bernie Clifton.
Yeah, Bernie Clifton lost his ostrich on a family holiday.
Yeah.
He dressed up as Bubbles the chimp. Someone took some cine camera footage of it. Next thing you know, there's a whole industry built around it.
Well, check this out. In the late 90s, early 2000s, a science teacher named Tom Powell picked up on a story by an anonymous government employee who alerted the Bigfoot Field Research Organization, or the BFRO, about a 7.5 foot tall burn victim with multiple burns on hands, feet, legs, and body. Some second and third degree burns, according to the story, on August the 6th, 1999. Battle Mountain, Nevada, exploded into several simultaneous range fires in what would be known as the Battle Mountain Complex Fire. What do you know about fire?
What a shit name.
That is a shit name.
Call it Firestorm.
Firestorm 19.
Firestorm 3000, isn't it?
Yeah. Hot time.
Yeah.
Hot mountain, you know.
Yeah.
A Bigfoot was hurt in the fire, according to an anonymous government employee. The story was later dismissed, but the acclaimed author and science teacher believed it really happened, and the whole story was an elaborate cover-up. It's been years since the story broke, and still no one has come forward to claim it actually happened until now, Mike, now. Mm. Running a Bigfoot blog, we get some strange emails for every once in a while. This morning, we received an email from someone
who... Imagine if you run a Bigfoot blog, all your emails you receive are strange.
Yeah, I think most of them are going to be strange. I've got a Bigfoot. Come and have a look at it. Yeah. We received an email from...
Come and see a doctor.
I once saw someone with a massive leg in Blackpool I was in a Pizza Hut. Someone had left a packet of 10 Marlboro Lights on the salad bar. And as I looked out the window, someone walked past with a leg four times the size of their other
leg. Big leg.
Yeah. And I called it Big Leg.
Can't believe I actually saw Big Leg. Wow. You should have got your video camera up.
It was all red. It looked really raw, just big and red and hot and raw. It was four times the size of a leg. It was
wearing shorts then, obviously.
Well, it was more like they'd had trousers and they ripped one of the legs off.
Okay. Well, like half Incredible Hulk sort of thing.
Yeah, Big Leg smash. It was fantastic.
Yeah, good.
We received an email from someone who claims to be a former National Guardsman saying he was there and he saw the Bigfoots. The person gives a detailed account of the experience that he and four other guardsmen had with the creature and were told to keep quiet about it.
Of course they were.
So I'm going to go into this testimony now from this US soldier who saw a Bigfoot. And I want you to break it down and tell me how you feel when I tell you.
Just take my hat off a second, hang on.
Okay. I'm really going for this now. He's had a hot meal. Now he's taking it off.
I've got fairly bad hat hair now, but never mind.
You look nice. It looks a bit like a Lego man.
It does look like it's a transplant. It is real. It's just I've been wearing a hat on all day. Sorry, go on.
Dear Sean, I was reading about some of the stories about Mount St. Helens on the message boards, and I wanted to share this one. I only ask that you withhold my name.
Why do they always do that?
Because obviously, like, you know, if someone finds out that Darren's seen a dead Bigfoot, they're all going to give him shit, aren't they? You know? I was a National Guardsman at the Mount St. Helens side, and this is the first time I've ever spoken about what I saw firsthand. I lived in Spokane, Washington, and was 24 at the time this all took place. I've read some of the other stories, and they only tell part of the story. So what do you tell that so far, Mike? What do you think of that?
Yes, I mean, it's got all the classic things I was expecting. Anonymous. They used to work in sort of a government role years ago. They were sworn to secrecy. Now they've come out under the cover of anonymity to finally reveal their truths.
Yeah. I was placed on a special cleanup crew further up the mountain. Mm. A large tent was set up and it was guarded by armed soldiers who were not part of the guard. There were numerous soldiers on the scene that were not members of the guard. We were given a briefing by a soldier who said that after he spoke to us, we would forget about him and what he said at the end of the mission. Well, this was strange as we never dealt with anything.
I'm calling bullshit on this, John.
What you talking about? I'm telling you, there's something up that man with burned legs. One of the legs is four times the size of a normal man. It's red, it's swollen. He's ripped the side of his jeans off. He's walking around Blackpool, I tell you.
Go on.
He's got Bigfoots coming out of his asshole. Myself and the four other guardsmen were told to follow a group of soldiers and not to speak to each other and remain very quiet overall. We were told to get into a Jeep and wait. We sat in the Jeep for maybe a half hour. Eventually, another Jeep arrived carrying a civilian and another member of the military. The civilian was brought into the tent and he emerged a few minutes later, followed by a large, hairy creature.
God, no, he didn't.
It looked like a large man covered in fur, and the best way to describe it was like Beast from X-Men, only brown. Have you ever seen Beast from X-Men?
No, I don't think so.
I think he's blue. So that could you.
Oh, I know the fella. Right. Yeah.
The creature looked to have some burns and had a bandage on its arm. First, we were afraid, but when it walked by, we could see its eyes, and it just looked very sad and somber. You ever seen a sad Bigfoot?
If you've been arrested on any way to a fancy dress party, you'd be sad and somber as well.
He clowned in the back of the pickup with a civilian and the two were speaking in a weird language. Oh, I'd never heard it before, and occasionally he would cough. We followed the truck to different areas.
It wasn't Tom Jones, was it?
No. We followed the truck to different areas. There were five total stops. Each time we stopped, we were told to follow the civilian and the creature. Each time we followed them to rocky areas where there were caves, the creature would make a sound and then listen. At first, the area he made a sound, and that doesn't make sense. Sorry, I misread it.
At the first airplane sound, and we all just waited in silence. After a few minutes, the creature looked at the civilian and then at the ground. The civilian at one point touched his shoulder and called for a canteen to give the creature a drink.
Oh.
You've never given a creature a drink?
I've given O'Reilly a dog when I was a kid.
Go on.
A dog a drink.
Go on. Tell me the story.
Well, I just used to pour water in a metal bowl and she'd lick it up.
Where'd you get the dog from?
Dog's home.
Where'd you get the bowl from?
Mum and Dad bought it from Woolworths, I think.
Where'd you get the water from?
Just the tap.
Go on, take me through it. Cast your mind back now.
Well, my sister was maybe 9, I was 11. We wanted a dog. Mum and Dad didn't really want a dog. They eventually relented, took us to Leckwith Dogs Home in Cardiff. We picked a little dog called, she wasn't called anything. We named her Emma. She was 6 weeks old. Mm. Well, I took her back home. Dad fashioned a sort of kennel out of a drawer of an old desk where he put some blankets inside it. So she sort of slept in the conservatory area. And she'd sort of stay up there and shit her pants. And well, no pants, but, you know, do her dirty business and whatever.
Yeah, the dog dirt.
And then, we just had a metal bowl. So I think that... I mean, it's all lost in the memories of my missed the time now, John. I think it's some sort of metal mixing bowl. Right?
I could. I'm happy to regress you. Have you ever been? You haven't been regressed.
No, I haven't been regressed. No.
I like the idea of that. I'm a little boy, 14th century Germany. I've had my kneecaps removed, and I'm trying to pull some water from a well. No, he's on top of me. No, stop it! Stop it! No, he's killed my family. It's that sort of thing.
It's quite traumatic, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, it's always traumatic when you get regressed.
There's none of this.
Okay.
No one's ever regressed and they're just bored. They're just sat there watching like fucking telly.
Yeah. My name's Carl. It's fuck all on telly. I've had a can. Nobody's ringing. There's nobody out tonight. I'll stay in tonight. It's nice. Yeah.
Makes a change for me in one of bloody Henry VIII's wives or ladies in waiting or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. I'm a 14th century worker. I've got a bill.
I'm a soldier in the Cromwell's army. God.
I'm an Italian. I'm a rich Italian. But somebody's broken into my house and cut one of my tits off. I'm bleeding to death. Someone's stolen all my money. That doesn't happen.
No.
You know, it doesn't happen. You know.
You're never just in Africa. I just sat down.
No.
You know. Just sat down. I've been walking for days. I'm going to sit down.
Yeah. And... tell me, Mike, where are you? Where are you now, Mike?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm in like a savannah, like there's long grass. I'm just having to sit down. I'm absolutely naked. I'm having a rest.
And what will you do tomorrow, Mike? What will you do tomorrow?
Walk for a bit and then sit down again.
Tell me, Mike, what will you do when you sit down tomorrow?
I usually feel quite hungry. I might see if there's any food left. I have a drink, a bit of water, and then I try to sleep.
Okay, and on three, you'll be back in the room. 3, 2, 1, and back in the room. Mike, were a 14th century merchant in Venice, and you married Queen Anne. It was fantastic. That's 400.
Oh, take me 400 quid.
Oh, he's amazing, right? I go around, right?
I couldn't believe it, leg.
He puts me under.
All the stuff what I did back in the day, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's brilliant. I was operating a U-boat, right, for the Nazis for a bit. And that blew up, right? Yeah. I ended up being a spaceman, right, in the sort of 60s. After that, right, I went back to caveman times, tamed a fucking dinosaur. It's only 400 quid a go. You've got to try it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Go back in your own family tree, 3 or 4 generations. Go back to the end of the 19th century.
Yeah.
You know, that was the reality of life.
Yeah.
Sheer boredom.
Yeah.
Hard work and boredom.
Lit a candle today.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, lit a candle.
Went to work. In a factory.
Yeah. Had a cigarette.
Hated it. Came home.
Got some poisoning from some heavy metals in the factory.
Yeah.
But I still got another 25 years left before.
Dysentery again.
Yeah. Class.
Got dysentery again.
That's what I like.
Probably from drinking from that same shed pump in the street that everyone else got a drink from.
Yeah.
And just went home and told kids stories about the future when we could all get regressed and become Egyptian princesses.
I better revert back to Bigfoot. Anyway, he'd given Bigfoot a drink, right? Classic.
Yeah.
Same thing happened at the next area, but this time there was a response to the sound. After a few minutes, two soldiers emerged from the cave carrying a badly burned creature, just like the one with the civilian.
God.
The creature bent down next to it and looked over it for about 5 minutes. It then spoke softly with the civilian. It turned and walked to the truck. We were told to follow as we were walking away. We heard a shot, and we knew it was one of the soldiers putting the creature out of its misery.
Mike, you find a half-burnt Bigfoot in a cave.
Right.
You going to blow his head off, or are you going to try and get it through that?
It depends. If I'm an ex-government employee who's been sworn to secrecy for years and years,
yeah,
then I might just shoot it, yeah.
And if it was still like wriggling a bit, would you stamp on it just to finish it off?
Yeah, probably.
Good lad.
Yeah.
Good lad.
Somewhere along those lines.
There was no response at the third or fourth sight, but at the fifth, there was another rerun of the sound of the creature. This time it was different. The soldiers carried out a creature with a badly burnt left leg. We were then ordered to all get... sorry, I have an indigestion off a sausage. That's better.
I thought it was part of the story.
No, sorry, just that sausage has gone down funny. We were then ordered all help get a very large stretcher from the truck and help place the creature on it and carry it back to the truck. We then immediately returned to the base camp. Creature was carried into the tent while the other creature and the civilian spoke. We were ordered to stay in the Jeep until we were to be debriefed. As the creature turned to walk into the tent, it looked at us and made a waving gesture with its hand. We took it as a thank you for what we had done.
So shot one of his mates in the head.
Who's the dude speaking Wookiee then with him?
Again, this guy's sworn to secrecy, so he can't say. I mean, you know, he's saying there was a communication between the two, but rubbish.
By the time we were ordered out of the Jeep, we were all in shock. We were called over to an area to be debriefed, and it was just strange. I will never forget what was said because it was just not what was expected. I thought I would hear, you took an oath and now you need to live up to it for your country, with a threat also implied. A different high-ranking soldier just said, look, y'all really want an explanation? You saw what we were doing. Those creatures live in those areas. They mean no harm. I want to be left alone. Do you really want to do anything that may cause them trouble? They're like us in a lot of ways. Dicks, balls, that kind of shit. If you need or want to talk about this, just wait about 30 years. By that time, there'll be likely no reason to keep them a secret. So what do you think of that, the idea of...
I do, right, with these stories, when there's government employees sworn to secrecy, right?
Yeah.
What is the point? What is the rationale behind them not being able to tell us that there is, like, another species living in the mountains?
I don't know. I mean, is it...
What are they going to do?
I've got a theory about this, so, right?
Go on, then.
It's quite a good theory.
I'll be the judge of that.
A lot of these mountains have highly forested areas around them, and they're used for logging, the logging industry, right? You cut down your trees, you make your wooden house frames, your timber house frames. You know, America can survive off of its massive amounts of timber it's got, right?
Right.
So they love cutting their forests down.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all, right?
I've been stuck in the woods before, and I just thought, Christ, I wish someone had cut all these trees down.
Exactly, right? But if you told someone there was a limited edition, very rare Bigfoot living up there, it would surely become a habitat for an endangered species and they wouldn't be able to cut the trees down anymore. Are we talking about the big wood industry going, well, hang on a minute.
Big wood.
Yeah, we're talking big wood. You know, they're saying, well, if you make it an endangered animal, you know, environment, people can't cut the trees down anymore. Therefore, we can't make any money off of timber. So keep it keep it on the low down. You know, did that make sense?
So you're saying it's not like a big wood conspiracy theory?
Yeah, it's big wood. It all comes down to big wood.
Oh, well, maybe.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's got legs, isn't it? I don't think so. I don't think that a population of, you know, I think to be a breeding population, you would have to have a certain number of animals or whatever you want to call them. So I think we'd know.
Possibly. We'd know. I reckon they live underground and they steal babies, drink their blood. That's my theory.
Yeah. You know, it's equally plausible, to be fair.
Yeah, it is. It is. Just to get to the end of this, we were then ordered back to the guard camp because they were breaking it up. So nobody saw too much and knew everything that happened. We did not speak of it. And after a few months, I took the attitude that these things live out there. And honestly, my life is no different because of it. I only bring it up now because people have been writing a lot about Mount St. Helens, and I believe the whole story should be told. I will always say this. I like to camp and hike and have done so many times throughout the Northwest. Every time I'd look for signs of these creatures' tracks, listen for sounds, I never saw or heard anything other than what I did that day on Mount St. Helens.
So somebody's seen a burnt Bigfoot. He's seen Bigfoot shot in the head. He's seen a Bigfoot, you know.
I've been in those forests, mate, in Western Canada and, you know, Western USA. And you can imagine something living in there unmolested for a long time. But at some point, especially these days, someone with a mobile phone camera would have recorded something going on. So I think it's a lot of old bollocks.
Right.
That's brought me another cup of coffee.
Oh, thanks. Lovely.
Yeah, do you want to this sounds bad. I'm not being a slave driver. I keep kicking that bowl of thank you. A wonderful, beautiful wife, and I'm very lucky to have her.
In a previous life, I was a potato owner, and my slaves would come in to remove the potatoes whilst I enjoyed hot drinks.
I'm just going to have some of my my.
It's getting regressed. Imagine like 100 years being regressed, and you actually were me.
God, imagine that.
What are you doing? I'm just sat on a big comfy chair in my garage, eating potatoes and butter and talking bollocks with an idiot.
Boiled potatoes. I can see boiled potatoes. I'm having a drink hot. Hot water, it's coffee. I'm having coffee. My wife's not a very good cook, but I put up with it for the night. Some kind of chicken, maybe. Afterwards, I'll probably go to the toilet and then I'll watch Sky TV for a bit. I'm so confused. Come out of it, Paul.
And you're back in the room.
What happened? Well, you never believe it.
But you're back in the space room.
You were Kaiser Wilhelm from Germany. You were Kaiser Wilhelm from Germany, weren't you? It was amazing. 400 quid, please. 400 quid.
Well, the inflation there may be like $4,000, probably.
Yeah, you're right there, actually. If anyone is willing to do regressive hypnosis, get in contact.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yep.
Well, that's about as paranormal as I get this week. What do you feel about
it? I mean, it was light on paranormal this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a man talking about the woods, really.
Not even a man. I mean, it's like someone... It's a story about someone who knew somebody who wouldn't give his name, who said something.
Yeah, you're right.
You always set a low, low bar with evidence.
Yeah.
But even by your own low standards, that is poor, isn't it?
That's like piss poor, isn't it?
That's really piss poor journalism. But
that's like, scraping the bottom of the barrel. Yeah. Maybe, do we just sort of end? Do we end?
Oh, fuck, it was free, isn't it? Whatever, yeah, we do anyway.
Might as well, I'll have a cigarette then.
You have a fag, I'll drink some coffee.
It's only electronic, mind him.
Oh, yeah, I know you haven't smoked for 8 years. Fair play to you.
Not a bad lad. Just doesn't know how to
behave. You just not behaved, do you?
Sure. Oh, actually, before we go, I suppose the usual smashing like, is it? Is
that right? Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe, yeah.
At you know if you listen to this. At Demon Seed Pod.
Demon Seed Pod.
The Demon Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.